I'd like to call to order the regularly scheduled Madison Plains Board meeting. Start by doing the oath of office for one of our board members.
You may want to take your microphone. Oh, okay.
So this is one of the good things I get to do as treasurer, is swear in a board member here. I get to do it twice this year because Brian unfortunately was absent last time, so we get to swear him in at this meeting. So, Mr. Stone Rock, congratulations on your reelection. And if you repeat after me, your oath of office. I, Brian Stone Rock.
I, Brian Stone Rock.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge my duties.
And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge my duties.
As member of the Board of Education.
As member of the Board of Education.
Of the Madison Plains Local School District.
Of the Madison Plains Local School District.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
And in accordance with the laws now in effect.
And in accordance with the laws now in effect.
And hereafter to be enacted.
And hereafter to be enacted.
During my continuance in said office.
During my continuance in said office.
And until my successor is chosen and qualified.
And until my successor is chosen and qualified.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Mason?
Here.
Mrs. Anikas?
Here.
Mrs. Cooley?
Here.
Ms. Reinschild?
Here.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Here.
Mr. Eisler and I are also here.
Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Mr. President, as we get ready to do that, I have asked MPHS Senior Riley Davis, to lead us in the pledge. So, thank you, Riley.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Now move to student recognition.
And Mr. President, we have with us this evening the 7th grade girls basketball team, and so I would like to ask them to step forward, and we would like to recognize them this evening. So you can come on up around. So they are here this evening because they are the OHC champs. Is it the South Division or the whole OHC?
South.
Oh, wait, that's what I thought. OHC South Division champs for the 2021-2022 school year. We are very proud of you. Well done. Obviously, this bodes very well for the future of girls basketball at Madison Plains High School as well. But just wanted to say congratulations to our coach and to our team. Ladies, very well done. We are very proud of you. Keep up the great work, okay? Your hard work and efforts paid off, and it's a wonderful thing. So, well done. Very good job.
Congratulations.
Coach, is there anything that you want to say, or you good?
No, we're good.
Appreciate it. Absolutely. Thank you.
Congratulations, guys. Do we have any?
We actually have a little bit more.
Okay, sorry.
And at this time, if I could, I would like to ask Riley Davis to come on up, and we would like to recognize her as well. And so Riley is the Rotary Student of the Month for the month of February 2022, and so I would like to read a little bit about Riley and her accomplishments. Everybody get comfortable, we're going to be here for a while. The London Rotary Club is pleased to honor senior student Riley Davis as a Student of the Month for Madison Plains High School for the month of February. Students are selected by the MPHS administration based upon the following criteria: academic and extracurricular achievement and positive character. Riley has a 3.846 grade point average, ranking her ninth in her class. Her favorite course is weight training sports fitness. Riley has been a member of the volleyball team for 4 years, earning Ohio Heritage Conference, OHC, honorable mention, and second team honors 2 times, as well as first team Central District 2 times and honorable mention 1 time. She has also been a member of the basketball team for 4 years, earning OHC honorable mention status. And by the time Riley graduates, she will have played 3 seasons of softball for MPHS, though it would have been 4 if not for the pandemic and spring sports being canceled in Ohio in the spring of 2020. She has been OHC first team 2 times and Central District honorable mention and second team. Riley has also been a part of the powerlifting club for 3 years, taking 2nd place in the state meet. Very impressive. Finally, she has also been a member of the Madison Plains chapter of National Honor Society for 2 years. Riley was asked which Madison Plains staff member inspires her, and she said, "Family consumer science teacher, Mrs. Kim Jarvis." Riley stated, "Mrs. Jarvis inspires me because she always does whatever she can to help every student, no matter if she has that student in class or not." Regarding Riley, Mrs. Jarvis said, "Riley is a wonderful student who has inspired me as well. Riley is very enthusiastic and has shown a caliber level of work ethic for a young woman her age. Her kindness towards others is one of her many endearing qualities that I admire most. As a teacher, I feel honored to have had the chance to be a part of her journey. Her passion for all she attempts shines through every single minute of every single day. Riley Davis is most deserving of this award. She has made Madison Plains proud." And after graduation, Riley plans to attend a university to major in athletic training and then go into physical therapy. And Riley is the daughter of Lisa and Rick Davis. Riley, congratulations to you. We are very proud of you. Well done. This is an impressive list of accomplishments that you have garnered so far, and I suspect we're not done. So very impressive, great work, and we look forward to honoring you Thursday at the London Rotary Club luncheon as well. So thank you for being here. We appreciate it. Congratulations to you and your parents.
I just wanted to say, I think it's fitting that Riley's here tonight to go with these seventh grade girls, somebody for them to look up to, a good example of a Madison Plains student. All right, so now to employee recognition.
Yes, and Mr. President, I would like to have Jeff Tackett and Kendra Long stand up for just a minute. I would like to recognize them. Kendra, why don't you, can you step up here just a little bit, please? So I have asked Mr. Tackett and Mrs. Long to come to the meeting tonight for the employee recognition portion of the meeting. I think most of us are well aware of the fact that unfortunately we had a vacancy in the transportation supervisor position in the district coming in late December. And it has been a struggle. It was a struggle. We posted the position and for a long time had no applicants. That is beginning to change, so we're very pleased about that. But Mr. Tackett and Mrs. Long have both stepped up in various ways to allow us to continue to maintain our services as a transportation department. Mrs. Long is doing an awful lot in terms of making sure that paperwork is getting where it needs to go, making sure phone calls are returned, making sure adjustments with who is going where, those kinds of things, field trips, all that stuff is getting done. So we're grateful to her for that. And Mr. Tackett is assisting with that. And he is helping in terms of when we need to combine routes. He has a very strong knowledge of the district in the routing. And so he is assisting with that. And he is assisting with other things within the transportation department as well. And so just very appreciative of both of these employees. Mr. Tackett, in light of the fact that we do not have a transportation supervisor other than me at the moment, Mr. Tackett has gotten the pleasure of driving around on the district roads at 4:30 in the morning and having me call him around that hour to say, hey, what are you seeing? And what do you think about transporting kids today? So at any rate, it's just been a load of fun, and I'm confident that they are looking forward to the day when we have a transportation supervisor in place. But I just wanted to publicly say thank you and recognize you here at the board meeting this evening for everything that you were doing. The ship would not be afloat without the two of you, and so just so grateful for everything that you were doing for us. My hope is that these days are going to be short-lived. So, but thank you very much. We appreciate you, and go Eagles. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And for those ladies and gentlemen in the audience who were here for student recognition or employee recognition, if you would like to leave, you are welcome to do so at this time. The rest of the meeting is likely not to be as exciting as this part was, so.
I didn't say that,
Jen.
It's not that bad.
I didn't say it was bad.
Work session. Do we have anything? Anybody have anything?
Nope.
So on to public communication. See anyone signed up for that?
Nobody signed up.
So. And we'll go to approval of board minutes.
Mr. President, I make a motion that the minutes of the January 11th, 2022 organizational and regular meetings be approved as written.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Ms. Reinschild?
Yes.
Mr. Stonegrove?
Abstain.
Mr. Mason?
Abstain.
Motion carries 3-0.
Now move to department reports.
Mr. President, we do not have any department reports tonight. And we also do not have any superintendent committee reports.
Thank you. Then we'll move to treasurer's report.
Thank you, Mr. President. Not much to speak of here. Ordinary report here today. I will point out a couple things and zoom in. Our revenue, we're at 6.5% below where we were this time point in time last year. Again, that's due to the advances coming in at different points in time, which will have remedied that come next year. We're not taking advances this year or moving forward, so that'll start to normalize. On the expenditure side, at this point in time last year, we're only 0.8% above where we were this point in time last year. So still maintaining, still tightening our belts, doing the best we can to keep costs down here in the district. Our ending balance for January was $3,079,788. You see that's our best January going back to 2014. And we look to end the year with $3,885,972. That's our current estimate. So that's without taking advances at the end of the year. Otherwise, we'd probably be having our best end of year in a real long time on that chart. So things are looking good there. The other thing I'd like to point out is our income tax quarterly settlement came in. And try to zoom in just a little bit because I know that's hard to see. That income tax came in above estimate. We had projected to receive $552,000 this quarter, and we actually received $605,851. So that's about a 10% increase nearly, so above our estimate. So income tax is definitely doing what it was designed to do and benefiting the district greatly, and that's why we are very appreciative that the voters passed the income tax as they did recently. But really, pretty mundane treasurer's report. Unless you have any questions, that would conclude my report for this evening.
Mr. President, moves it on recommendation of the treasurer, the board approves financial item I3.
Second.
Discussion?
Make sure we're all awake.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Stonerock?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinnikus?
Yes.
Mrs. Hooley?
Yes.
Ms. Reinschild?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Move to the superintendent's report.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, Madam Vice President, and members of the board, it is wonderful to be with you this evening. Just a brief superintendent's report, at least in terms of discussion items this evening. I just wanted to provide a quick update on where we are with pandemic numbers, and I'm pleased to let you know that our numbers are very, very good and very low. In fact, at the moment, we do not have a single confirmed case in the district. So that is very, very good. We have had, throughout the course of the academic year, we have had 110 total confirmed cases up to this point in time. But at the moment, we do not have any cases, as I mentioned, that we are currently aware of. We have 2 suspected cases in the district at the moment, but they're not confirmed. Those 2 people are, of course, in isolation, if you would. Some people refer to it as quarantine. They're technically different, but they are in isolation at the moment. So at the moment, things are looking very good for us, and very pleased to be able to report that to you this evening. So in terms of discussion items, that is all I have.
Excuse me. So now we'll go to policy and governance.
And Mr. President, no items there this evening?
No, we'll go to new business.
And just some relatively routine items. There is a request there for the board to approve membership in the Ohio High School Athletic Association for the coming year. There is a request for the board to approve some updated language. When the language came out for the temporary substitute teachers who are non-degreed, one of the pieces in the Senate bill that came out said that they were supposed to be of good moral character. I presumed that, of course, but I thought after we passed the resolution last month, I thought it would be good just to make sure that we have that language in there. And then I also presumed that people would have a high school diploma, so just wanted to put that in there. We said last month that they would be 4 years removed from high school. I presumed the diploma, but rather than presume, I thought we would state that explicitly. So just a little bit of updated language there around that, but that really is it. And then a school calendar is before the board this evening for approval for the coming academic year. The course description guide is before you this evening. We have a water operator contract for our water and wastewater that will take us, if the board approves it, that will carry us from January 1st of this year through June 30th of this year. We'll reevaluate and see what we want to do at that point. And then there is a contract before the board this evening from a company by the name of Mobile Tech. And that is a company that we are requesting that the board approve a contract with to provide technology supervision and technology technician services. This is a very important piece of our practice, what we do here in the district. Technology has only grown here within the last couple of years. And we definitely need those services within the district. We had advertised for a technology supervisor, and we had not had a lot of luck here during the course of the school year finding one. And so fortunately, we had a company reach out to us, Mobile Tech, and they had reached out to Mr. Mustang about just inquiring about the Wi-Fi network that we have here. They had done some work on that several years ago, and wanted to talk to us about that, and Mr. Mustine happened to mention to them that we did not have a technology supervisor. And they said, well, maybe we can help with that. And so we engaged in some conversations with them, and very pleased to say that I believe we have an agreement that is very beneficial to the school district. And I would at this time like to introduce you to the gentleman who is sitting back in the room. That is Mr. Eric Griffith, and Eric will be acting as our technology supervisor while we are, well, for the foreseeable future, certainly while we are under contract this year with Mobile Tech. Very excited to have him with us. Mr. Griffith brings with him a wealth of experience from a variety of schools, but he has actually served as a technology coordinator or supervisor in three different school districts prior to Madison Plains. So he knows what he's talking about. And so we're very pleased to have him. He will help us to write our 5-year technology plan, which we have a goal to get that done this year. And so he will be able to assist us with that. And so very pleased to be able to have that, and very pleased to be able to have Mr. Griffith with us. So that is on there. And then the final item in the business section this evening, there are some documents there about our Huntington Bank Card Services program. Mr. Mustine mentioned last month that we're beginning to move away from district credit cards and moving to purchasing cards. These function more similarly to a debit card. We're asking you to approve an agreement with regard to that. Mr. Mustine, anything you would like to add about any of that?
No, just that the board authorized Mr. Eisler to enter in that agreement at the last meeting, and this is the actual agreement that was drafted based on that resolution that then is before the board for approval, that then once approved, Mr. Eisler will get signed. So it's just the next step, hopefully the final step, and then we start implementing the cards here in the district. So it'll be, I don't want to say a trial and error, but we'll roll it out slowly and make sure that we are doing it to the best of our ability to get the most out of this new system. So.
What's your target completion date? Like, how long do you think it's going to take?
We'll get started right off as soon as they send us the cards. They'll immediately replace the credit cards that we have in the district. It's just how fast do we, like, I went ahead and, for instance, ordered cards for the various buildings, departments, administrators, and they each have their own limit. They each have a level of control there where I serve as the administrator, so there's a dashboard where balances can be increased, decreased, cards can be deleted, you know, turned off or added without having to go through the process of calling the bank and adding cards. And so
that's good.
When I say implement it slowly, there may be opportunities there to use them more and more. For instance, if we had a student activity group going out of town, we might be able to implement a card for that student activity group. It's a temporary card that we would authorize it for the use while they're on that trip for a certain amount that they could use for parking, hotels, food, and then that card, once they're back, would be inactivated. So those are some things we'll have to explore that we're not implementing right away. But as far as right away, we'll be able to hit the ground running with bus fuel and maintenance purchases and hotel reservations and things like that for our professional development here in the district.
Good. Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve personnel items L2 through L8.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stonerock?
Yes.
Ms. Reinschild?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Now move to personnel.
And Mr. President, some relatively routine items there tonight. Unfortunately, we have a couple of resignations of two staff members that will be effective at the end of the year. Very sad to see both of those staff members leave. We certainly wish them well, and we thank them for their service. There are some supplemental recommendations before the Board of Education this evening, and then with the new flexibility that is been allowed to school districts that we have passed a resolution for. I have three substitute teachers so far that have engaged in the process to do what needs to be done to be able to substitute teach, and excited to bring these ladies in and have them begin working for us. So that is what I have in personnel this evening.
Mr. President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve personnel items M2 through M5.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Stonerock?
Yes.
Ms. Reinchel?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Do we have any donations this month?
No, sir, we do not.
And no new business? And nothing for the second public communication session. So I move that we go into executive session at 7:25 for the purpose of the following items allowed under Ohio Revised Code 121.22G, Section 1, to consider the compensation of a public employee.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Ms. Reinchel?
Yes.
Mr. Stonerock?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0 for the executive session.
There'll be no action taken after the executive session. Our next regularly scheduled meeting is March 15th here at the district meeting room at 7 p.m.